Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. I have Melanie Sia Jackman on the phone. It's Melonicia. And Jackman, Jackman.
Thank you. And phone number that you have for her, 214-778? No?
Yes, 7977.
Thank you. You can transfer her to me. I'll help her.
Okay. Ms. Jackman, I'm transferring you now. You're in good
Thank
hands.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Ms. Jackman. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My name is Randy Reese, and it is just like the peanut butter cups, Ms. Jackman. So that helps people
okay.
remember my name. Okay. Then let's see what we got here.
You said Randy?
Yes, ma'am. Randy Reese.
Okay.
And okay. I'm going to send you a text message. Yes, like the peanut butter cups. Everybody knows the peanut butter cups. So just makes it easier for folks to remember my name. And I like them too. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text message and it has my contact information in it. If we should be come disconnected sometime on these transfer calls, the audio quality isn't the best. So if that should happen, I will immediately call you right back. Okay.
All right.
So let me send that information to you real quick. How are you doing today, by
the way?
Are
you calling me right now?
No, ma'am. That's not me. You're
okay.
good. You're good. Okay.
Somebody's calling.
I just sent you a text message. That's all. Okay. Well, they could leave you a voice
okay,
message, hopefully. Okay, cool.
I got it.
Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, young lady?
No, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I do have to ask this one more time. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But ma'am, most importantly, that you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that a yes? You're willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Oh, yes.
And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, you poor
yes,
thing.
Sir.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. Oh, it's terrible. And do you know the
this
subtype?
One had one thing to do with the other.
Yeah. Do you remember the subtype? Was it epithelial, clear cell? Do you remember what type it was?
If I'm not mistaken, the subtype cancer was serious, high grade, serious to high grade. I think that's how they rank it or call it. And then the you get to know all these things that.
What's the word that came after the serious high grade?
That's what it was. Serious high grade.
Okay.
And then the BRCA was like 1 and 2. I think that's negative of that. I was negative for that.
Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the date that you were diagnosed with cancer, ma'am?
November the 20th, 2023, last year.
No, not even that long ago.
Nope.
Okay. And I'm going to help this one out a little bit with Google, unless you already know all this information. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
You said the doctor that diagnosed me?
Yes, ma'am.
I was seeing Dr. Livingston in Irving.
Texas?
Irving, Texas, yeah.
Okay, hang on. I'll find him. That's why I said I'm going to use Google.
It's Jeff Livingston.
Jeff Livingston. I actually already found him, I believe.
Yeah, out of Irving, out of Baylor Irving, MacArthur. I think the address is like.
You know,
I
found it right off the bat, but what kind of confused me a little bit is because our office here in California is also on a street named MacArthur Boulevard. So I thought, oh, no. I said, because Google does that sometimes. It'll try to show me, like, who's close to me. You know what I mean?
And right.
But there he is. Right. And that's in Irving, Texas. That is on MacArthur Boulevard. Now, he's the one that diagnosed you, Dr. Livingston?
No, doctor. If I'm not mistaken, they sent me over to him after I was having those I was bloated and after they did the ultrasound. And saw that, then that's when they sent me over there because
he's the specialist. He is. Yes, that's exactly correct. You are correct. I do see that too. He's actually got really good reviews too. So you're in pretty good hands, it looks like. All right, now, good. That's good that you told me that. Thank you. And I'm so sorry again that you had to go through that. Let me skip down. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you got your cancer?
No.
Well, let me ask you this.
Well, I mean, wait.
How many times per year do you think you used hair relaxer?
So let me break it down. So because my hair is short, I wear a short cut. So you got to kind of keep it tapered down in the back.
Okay.
And that's what I'm using. That's what I was using a relaxer for. That's what I was always using it for.
Okay.
So wear from 3 to 4 times, you know, a month. So I guess if you multiply that by the year.
Well, let me ask you this.
Years.
How many times do you think
months.
You use? We're getting exact. You're telling me exactly what I need to hear. So perfect. But the order's a little different in which I was going to ask it. So I'm making notes here. You used it 3 times per month. And then how many years did you use it for?
For at least 10. My hair's been short for at least about 10, 11, maybe 12 years.
Okay.
It's
so
been short for a long time.
So. You were using it for 10 years before you got diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now back to that question. Yeah. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year? So far, yes. Before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Thank you. But I know it's weird, but to get there, I had to.
The weirding.
Yeah, the wording. The weirding. Call it what you will, but I agree with you. So. You did tell me that on average per year, you're saying 3 to 4 times per month. So if we went with that low number, you're using it on average 36 times per year. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
What is your date of birth, young lady?
2/17/74.
I am older than you, so I can continue to call you young lady. Right now,
continue to call me that anyway.
Oh, I would, man. Everybody in Texas is so friendly anyways, and I do appreciate that, okay? Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome ever?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I'm glad to hear that one, too. Also, they do want me to tell you that if you do know any other ladies – and I do mean ladies that use the products and maybe got sick off of it, feel free to give them my name and number, okay? I would never ask you for their number, but you can give them mine.
Right.
Now, were you in Texas primarily when you used those products?
Yes.
Okay. Some states have different rules. That's why I ask. Yours is pretty much the same as California. When did you start using hair relaxer? This is just your best guess, and I can kind of help you get there. You said you used it for about 10 years. We know you were diagnosed. Let's see, going back up to your diagnosis date. I didn't jot that down. I should have. Your diagnosis date was in 23. So somewhere around 2013.
I think it was before that because my last daughter's birthday is. I'm 10, so it has to be about 11, probably about 2011, because, you know, we're from the Caribbean, and they've got a big, the Caribbean people got a big thing about using relaxers while you're pregnant. So I know that year, I used it before that, but that particular year, I didn't use it as much or as often. But I know 2011, I started back like regular using it. So I never, really stopped using it at all. But
now
I
think
know back, 2011.
Think back for a second. Mm-hmm. You just said that was around the time your daughter was born. So think about, when do you think, what you just said, what month and approximate day, and this could be approximate of 2011, do you think you started using the hair relaxer? And again, it can be approximate.
Probably like June of 2011.
Okay. And maybe mid-month, like with schools letting out, or what do you think?
No, I would say maybe the 20th. 20th, okay. 21st, something closer to the end because, it's summertime, so you got to get somebody ready. I know that.
Yeah, I do know that one, too. Yeah. God, you know how many of you ladies tell me that? Got to look pretty. Oh, my God. At what cost? But now, I'm sorry to say that.
Right.
They make
right.
men's products, too. Trust me, okay? They do.
Right.
Now, when did you stop using the hair relaxer? Now, think about it. That's going to be somewhere probably close to your diagnosis date because that's probably why you went
right.
to the doctor. So when do you think
right.
you stopped using the hair relaxer?
I'd say about November, about the 14th, maybe the middle of the month, November, because my diagnosis was like the
20th.
The 20th or something like that.
Yeah,
so about
yeah,
the
yeah,
14th.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is of 23, correct?
23, right. Mm-hmm.
Now, on this next one, it gives me little bubbles to check. We know that you used it closer to weekly than monthly, so we're going to put weekly, correct? That you use these products almost weekly, no? 3 to 4 times a month.
Yeah, almost, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's just about right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now.
Now, there's a call that keeps coming in from Florida. Is that you guys? I don't know
no,
who
ma'am.
That is.
Not at all. Not at all. Okay. They should be leaving you a message.
I don't know.
If I lost the call, like I told you at the very beginning, I would immediately call you right back, and I gave you the number I'd be calling off
okay.
of, and I would leave
uh-huh.
you a message also. Okay.
I thought maybe that was the lady that connected us calling back to make sure or something. I don't
What's
know.
The number on your screen? I can check that for you. What's the number that do you still have that number that
mm-hmm.
was up to?
No, I just took it. I just swiped it off.
Okay, no worries. If it happens again, let me know. All right.
Okay.
Now, you kind of just answered this one a second ago. You said you kind of started using the hair relaxer in 2011, but how many consecutive mm-hmm. years would you say you used it? Would you say, you said there was might have been a little bit of interruption in 2011, but you really started is that 2011 that you started using it?
No. Yeah, 2011 when I started using it, that consistently.
Okay.
Used it consistently before that, too.
So 12 years.
But consistently concerning 2011. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. That's a long time to be putting that stuff in your hair. But
well,
I'm sure it looked good, man. I know. Well, at least it's not as nuts stuff, right? Now, did you primarily do this at home?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you remember which product you used most of the time? Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal. Do you remember which one it was?
Dark and Lovely.
Thank you. And let me keep going. What type of treatment did you receive?
So I had to do 8 rounds of chemo,
oh.
which they did through the IV.
Okay.
But I only had to do that for 4 months.
Injectable chemo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only had to do that for 4 months.
Okay. And did they do radiation or anything?
No, just chemo. And then, of course, with chemo, you just don't feel good and you're in a lot of
right.
pain. So I had to do the morphine. And
so they gave you meds, too.
They did
okay.
a partial. Yeah, they did a partial hysterectomy. So that was a lot of reason why they did the same medication.
Oh, you poor thing.
I wasn't using that part anyway, but.
All right. Well, I love your outlook, at least, but still, they shouldn't get away with that partial hysterectomy.
Look, I was just up for doing. We're not dropping on new models. We just hadn't intended on dropping on new models.
No, I understand,
we're just
but
up for oil changes. And,
It's not up to J&J to tell you that, though. That's all
correct.
The point is.
You're
all
right. Absolutely correct.
All right, I'm just looking
That's
over
why we're talking to you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very passionate about these claims, to be honest with you, because I think in this case they've put profits before people. A lot of ladies have gotten sick, a lot of claims they don't even want to take. But, you know, we do the best that we can. It's the only thing. And think of it this way.
Right.
By filing a claim here, perhaps you might be helping somebody else, because if we can get them to put warning labels on it, we can get them to change the formula to something that wouldn't hurt you, you know, then it's successful.
Right.
So this, for me, isn't about money. But then again, at the same time, with what you've gone through, you should be compensated. This is kind of nuts.
Teach people a lesson.
Right. Now, your diagnosis date was 11/20 of 23. When did you start treatment? It had to be shortly after that.
Right. I think November, like the 20th and 23rd. It was right after, because
they moved quick is what you're saying. So I'm going to put the...
Yeah, they moved quick.
Would that be what you just said?
I'm too young for them to have waited.
Oh,
yeah.
You are.
About
11...
the 22nd.
22nd. All right. We're going to go with the 22nd then. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Now,
mm-hmm.
Again, I'm going to go back to Google. Was it Dr. Livingston that treated you?
Yes.
Okay.
In his office. Mm-hmm.
You kind of mentioned that before, but I've already got his, so bear with me. I've already got his information, so I'm just going to copy and paste it. We went over that. MacArthur, same as us. I'm not making that up, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the corner of MacArthur. Do you have a jamboree? We're in the corner of MacArthur and Jamboree. You probably do.
No, we don't have a jamboree.
Okay. You know, what is funny, though, is there is a, well, it's not funny, but there's a Google building here, too. One of the Southern California Google ones. Not the big one up in San Francisco. But they
I
have
want to
one.
Come to the San Francisco Zoo so bad.
Oh, you should. And then when you're here, go to the San Diego Zoo, too.
Yeah, the San Diego Zoo. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I would go there before I'd go to the San Francisco Zoo, to be honest with you. But
I meant San Diego.
No, I could tell you did now. That's okay, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm just looking this stuff over. You got a lot of stuff out there in Texas, too. I've been there. It's just so big.
Mm-hmm. We got everything out here.
Yeah. Okay. So far, so good. We're doing real well. Thank you for this. All right. Now, continuing on, we know that you had the ovarian cancer. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And please spell your first name for me.
MelonCia.
Thank you. And then please spell your last name for me, Ms. Jackman.
JACKMAN.
Thank you, young lady. And is there any suffix, junior, or anything like that to your name?
No.
Believe it or not, once in a while I'll get a lady that there is. They'll name after their grandma or the third or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this phone number, I skipped something. Sing2mch@gmail.com. Is that your correct email address?
That's correct.
I was going to ask you if you sing. I can hear it in your voice. I'm not making that up. I can tell.
I do.
And your phone number, 214-778-7977. Is this a mobile phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yes, sir.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone, that's fine.
Phone's good. Okay. And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
In the morning.
You got it. And what is your address, please?
15925 Sullivan Creek Drive. That's Hazlett, Texas. 75062.
And I'm sorry,
76052. Oh, my gosh. 76052.
You're good. You're good. You don't mail letters to yourself too much. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you have medical records?
I do, but I just bought my house. We just bought our house in Hazlett.
Okay.
And so, I don't know what happened to that box, but
No worries. Here's the way that it works. The attorneys do try to get them themselves, but so you're confirming for me that they do exist. And now in the event, in the event that they're not able to pull your medical records, you would then be able to find that box and provide them to us, correct? To the attorneys anyways, not to me.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Can you confirm for me that you know that they exist even at the hospital?
Yeah, I know they exist at the hospital. I do know that.
Ma'am, what is your social security number?
451-97-8894.
Now, thank you, because we're going to use that to pull the records. In the event that we can't, they'll let you know. But thank you for confirming they exist. And if you can find them, great. If not, well, you can help us. Now, let me just look at something here. I've got to look at one thing here. It looks like I missed one question way back up, and I got to find it. It always gets me. And it has to do with usage, but you've already qualified. It just asks it in a different way, so bear with me when you find that one. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact. This would be in case we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. So if you wouldn't mind, if I could get the name and the phone number of somebody that, if we can't get a hold of you, we'd be able to reach out to them and say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Ms. Jackman. We wouldn't be giving them any information, but again, it's only an event we can't get a hold of you. So first name,
Claudia.
Claudia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Claudia's phone number?
Let me pull it up for you. Hold on.
Take your time, ma'am.
I'm feeding my face. I'm starving.
No, that's all right. Take your time, because I got to look this over anyway. So you're going to have a second here to keep eating.
214.
Hold on. Let me scroll back down. 214.
779.
Okay.
4929.
4929. And she's your friend?
That's my daughter.
Oh, daughter. Okay. Nice. Okay, go ahead and take a couple bites here, because I'm going to look this over. But have you ever signed? I get that one. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign, young lady?
Yes, sir.
Okay, these are really simple. I'm going to send them over to you here in a second. But there seems to be one spot that I've done this one before. It's just, all right. It's a little worded, a little funny. But did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Oh, goodness. We got to break that down again.
Well, the answer would, I don't want to give you the answer, but if you think about it, yes, you were using the product for 2 or more years. And yes, you did use it regularly for at least 1 year. Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, bear with me now. You're honestly seconds away from being done.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your patience. Now, what I'm doing right now is I am sending you a document via DocuSign, if you wouldn't mind signing it. And I'm also going to send you another text message. This would be your attorney's phone number. But what's going to happen is they're going to reach out to you. You won't have to do this intake over again, Ms. Jackman. It's just basically they're going to introduce themselves, verify that you are participating in the lawsuit, and then your claim is filed. That call takes all of a couple minutes at the most. So I'm also going to be sending you that information, and as well as you've already gotten my contact information. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me or you can reach out to them. But if you wouldn't mind, do me a favor. If you could go, I sent it via text. You should have gotten that right now. Have you received it?
Hold on. It beeped or something. Hold on. Let's see.
Go ahead. And, right, if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and click on that. And while you're doing that, if you've done DocuSign before, it's pretty simple. All you need to do is just open it up, agree to receive information from me electronically, and then just follow the prompts. And then when you get to the end, you don't have to download the DocuSign app. we're going to automatically deposit a copy of this in your email. It'll be there instantly. And if you want to review the document at later time, you can. But just a couple highlights that I'm going to tell you, real simple. Ms. Jackman, the fees for this, there is no out-of-pocket expense whatsoever. The only time there would be a fee is if the attorneys are successful in your settlement, then it's a 60-40 split. You get the 60. That's the standard tort fee. If they are unsuccessful, there will never be any out-of-pocket expense to you whatsoever. So this is never going to cost you anything. And I do want to tell you, I appreciate you participating. I kind of already told you why. But you really are helping anybody else, you know. And the more folks that get involved in this, the more they're going to make Johnson & Johnson, you know, have to provide labels, labeling, maybe change the formula, but be right up front to you. Think about this. You go to 7-Eleven and use the microwave. There's a big warning label. It could cause cancer. You go put gas in your car. There's a big warning label. It could cause cancer. There wasn't a warning label on that Dark and Lovely that told you it could cause cancer.
Right. At all. All it says could cause breakage or burnage or something like that.
Right.
Not cancer.
Well, right. And that's what the whole point to this is. And so I do appreciate you participating. Now, do you have any issue? Are you able to pull up the document okay?
Yeah, I was. And I signed all the X spots.
Okay. Did you hit submit?
Finish. Yeah, I'm hitting finish right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, you're fine.
I didn't want to take up too much of your time. And it is completed, Mrs. Jackman, Ms. Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent you two messages. The first one is me. You can feel free to pass that on to anybody that you wish to, that wants to talk to me about the claim. But you can also refer back to me if you have any questions or anything about this claim. And then the second one is the law firm that represents you. It's Pulaski with three other names. So I just abbreviated AD4/Pulaski. That's a 909 number. They will also be reaching out to you, like I said, just a verification call. If you are curious, though, about these settlements, you are welcome to go onto Google. I can't talk dollar amounts with you, but I can tell you to go onto Google, take a look, and see what the average settlements are for these claims. Okay.
What would I look at in the Google?
Just put in average settlements. You know what? I got to make sure I sent you the right phone number. I did. Okay. Just put in average settlements for the hair relaxer lawsuit. And you can get a good idea, but it'll take a little bit of time, but so just be patient. But your claim is in now. If I missed anything and I have any questions, I'll be reaching back out to you. And if you have any further questions or issues, you also can reach back out to me. Okay? Are you doing that now? That's okay if you do.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't blame you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hang in there, ma'am.
Wow.
Hang in there. We're going to do our best for you. These attorneys that we work with are fantastic attorneys. So,
right.
And then you heard my passion. So, but I'm not the attorney, but I will tell you this.
Right.
You know, I'm really, really glad that you're participating. For all those, I won't say it all again, but for all those reasons that I already told you. And listen, this one just happens to be for the ladies, but there's plenty of stuff going on against the men too. So, you know.
Right.
So we just got to get these guys to step up. And by doing this, you're helping the cause. I appreciate it a lot, Ms. Jackman.
Thank you so much.
You have a blessed day, and you and your family have a happy holidays. I'd almost ask you to let me to sing me on out, but I can't. Okay. You have a blessed day, ma'am.
let's see. What do you like?
Well, I'm open to anything, ma'am.
What about Shania Twain?
Okay, go for it.
You like her?
Yes, I do.
Looks
I've seen her
like
in concert.
Look how far we've come, my baby. Might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'd never make it. But just look at us holding on.
You are so good. I truly saw you need to go to one of her shows, and she always calls somebody up. You know that, right, Ms. Jackman? She does do that.
No, I didn't know that.
When I saw her, it was just a few years back, but she called some teenage girl up there that knew the words to the song, and she let her rip with it. It was really good. She'd do that for you, too.
let me tell you what, I've got a 14-year-old that is a, have some pipes on her that will knock you out, and she loves Shania Twain. So,
oh, that's
yeah.
Fantastic to hear. Is her last name Jackman?
Or Texas Girl. So her last name is Simulton, but
I'll watch
yeah,
for that.
We're Texas girls. We were Texas girls from the heart. She sings. She is actually going to be singing the national anthem. She sang it for Friday Night Lights. You're in California, so you don't understand Friday Night Lights for us. But
it's high
Texas,
school
football. Friday Night Lights is a big deal.
It's
that's
high school
right.
football.
And so
right.
she, that's right. That's right. So she's
right.
already, she sang for the playoffs already last year. And
well,
this year
her.
She'll be singing for the varsity basketball game. So
good for her. That is so
yep.
fantastic. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
That's a daughter you can be proud of. Right. And I really will watch for her. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll probably see her opening up one of these football games or something, because you guys are big on that, too. Okay.
She's got red hair. Her name is Savannah.
Okay. Just like the town in Georgia.
All right.
All right, ma'am. You
that's
have a blessed
correct.
Day. You have a blessed day, Ms. Jackson.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.